All right, welcome back. I have a special guest here with me, one of my favorite people around, a brother of mine who I've shared plenty of experiences with. Gideon Okeke. Always good to see you, man.
Same here, brother.
How's everything?
You look well.
It's very interesting that you're here, because I was going to say that in the last week at least, I think I've seen you in the news give or take 3, 4, 5 times for different things you've either said or posted or put up you know, talked about. So that's how intentional are you with these things, first of all? And I guess my question is, what are you trying to achieve with them? Because you get misunderstood a lot.
Right.
I know that. And people are not necessarily sure, do you do this for what we now call clout?
Right.
Or is this a drive for change? What exactly are you trying to achieve?
Right. Before I start, I'd say it's like the Americans say, plead the fifth. I am here to speak for myself with my own career anecdotes. I'm not necessarily speaking in favor of anyone or for anyone. I'm speaking with my stories, and in answer to your question, what am I trying to achieve? My shoe hurts, and I'm just crying out loud. That's basically it. My shoe hurts. In this ecosystem where I have come to play, and my hopes are to play big, but whilst doing it, my shoe hurts. And for anyone who's out there who's got ears to hear, who's got the heart to be empathetic to what I'm saying, my shoe hurts, man.
Let me just put this in context for those who might not understand where I'm coming from. So you've put out a couple of posts, you know, about pay in the industry and a lot of other things. But we're going to take a quick break now and come back and just expand a lot of these things and hone into it too. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. If you're just joining us, yes, we have Gideon Okeke, an actor here in the building with us. And before the break, we're talking about, you know, you have been, lately, I think, a lot of your talk has been about pay in the industry. Am I correct?
Yes.
You know, just remuneration for actors,
right.
You know. What exactly is the issue there for you, and how do you plan, or how do you think this can change?
Right. It's not only about the pay, it's not only about the money, but the working conditions and everything else that happens behind the scenes. We are in the humanities service business as filmmakers. Our work is art. The question I pose to the stakeholders of the industry is, being in the humanities service business, where is your humanity when it comes to the people that work for you? I, the actor, might be bold enough to say what I say, have the opportunity to come on a show like this and talk with you. But what about the guys behind the camera that nobody speaks for? The working conditions in Nollywood is really, like I say, is gruesomely slave-like. If I showed you what the actors, the stars, you know, are fed under 1,000 naira.
Paint a picture for us.
Paint a picture? I could show you a visual.
Yeah.
A visual of what the average Nollywood plating looks like. While you're working, yeah. You know, we feed under 1,000 naira per head, per plate. That's what the stars feed on, because we're trying to do better with the budget that we have. And it's not the producer's fault, largely. But they're also complicit in the fact that, like Nigeria, like with every president that has come on, the constitution that our polity, that our people stand on, is faulted. There's a lot of holes in it. The question we're posing to the president who's there now, or the guy who left, or the guy who's coming next, is, where's your humanity? The 1999 constitution doesn't hold any water with the people that, you know, that it has to govern. It's the same thing we're talking about. So what I'm trying to say in essence is, there's a lot of elements in the Nollywood module, in the Nollywood contract, that should be expunged. There's a lot of things that are in the contract that are unfair, even if it says so in the contract. I'll give you an example. You're a lawyer, my friend. To use your image and likeness in perpetuity all over the world in media that has been created today and for the one that will be created in time to come, you hereby cede all rights by signing this, by signing to accept this peanuts that you're accepting now. And it's more like saying, lend me your equity and let me use it for life.
With nothing back to you. Sorry to cut you in there, because you said it was not a producer's fault. So whose fault is it?
It's not their fault, but they are complicit in the problem. I mean, we can't start looking for whom to point fingers to say this is where it started from. The point is, every Nollywood contract hasn't generated from the Nigerian legal system. And help me out here, your lawyer. Every Nollywood contract hasn't been generated from the Nigerian ecosystem. It has been adapted from South Africa, the UK, and America Hollywood. Because the law that should bind the work that we do as filmmakers in this ecosystem is insufficient. As the business evolves per second billing, the law does not evolve with it. But the law has been able to cap itself out in favor of the producer in perpetuity that says, as you sign this, you cede every right. So it made me look at the word duress. Duress is not necessarily when there's a gun to your head. But duress, if we have to pull up that meaning, I don't know, you know, if we have to pull up the meaning, it says it's something you do
almost against your will.
Against your will. It's more or less like saying, if you don't sign this, there's 10 other people standing right behind you who are going to sign it for less.
Yeah.
I will get a nice guy looking like you who has not enough talent as you do, not enough proficiency, but he's going to sign this contract for less the price.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't believe that I would share anecdotes with a guy like Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle did a show called The Dave Chappelle Show. His equity, his name for a certain company years back. In fact, DVD was the highest selling DVD of all time, Dave Chappelle. And fast forward to years later, a VOD company comes along the line and starts streaming this same Dave Chappelle show that was created for another company back in the day. Dave Chappelle has been paid, or rather has signed what he signed on the contract, because the contract says, you hereby cede all your rights in perpetuity. I could use your image and likeness and exploit it however I like. Tell you what I'm doing, Tinsel. I'm doing this show on a Frenchman, or rather, I'm the MC of a product launch, a Nigerian brewery's product launch. It's a bottle, one of the beers. So I'm the MC at the bottle thing. And one of the directors, a Frenchman, comes to me and says, oh, mama, I say, I don't know, no, I don't know no French. And someone else says, oh, he says that he loves your show. I'm like, what? Which of my shows is in French? He said, oh, I'm on Canal Plus. I watch your show on Canal Plus. I'm like, Canal Plus? But it doesn't say so in my contract that my image or likeness will be dubbed or whatever into other languages. It does say so. It does. It is legal to the company. It is legal. But because it's in the contract, does that make it fair?
I get you. So now, what I want to ask is, and I want to play devil's advocate here a bit, because, you know, the argument always comes up, you know, how well is the industry really doing?
Good.
You know, which is what the producers would always tell you, or the executive
Good.
Producers, right?
Good.
So you put in money, you want to make your money back.
Good.
We've seen the box office numbers here in Nigeria, let's be honest. A lot of them are not as exciting as we would expect it to be.
Right.
Do you think that's a fair argument to say, I mean, we are doing this because we don't even make as much money anyways from this thing? I mean, if I put in 10 naira and end up making 11 naira, is that a fair argument?
Okay, so you would be speaking in the voice of the producer, right?
Executive producer, the guy
who created provided the platform.
Yeah.
Now, filmmaking is a collaborative sport until it's time to share money, until it's time to share proceeds. The guy who created the platform, yes, we give you all the thumbs up. But the module of Nollywood's business makes it possible or rules it in favor of the guy who created the platform, the producer. It is a winner takes all for the producer, where he must have used my equity to become this big name that he would be at Cannes. He used my equity, my sweat equity, my image equity, and my proficiency as a good actor to get where he needed to go. One of the things that makes me say yes to a project is who's directing it? Because I believe that I haven't been so many places in the world, but there are certain names that have been places that I want to go. They become my visa to getting where I need to go. So throw it right back. The producer, the director, they need your equity to jump. Tell you about the people who have gotten Guinness Book of World Records by way of their box office. How much of that proceed went back to the actors whose equity you used to make it that, to make that milestone achievement twice? So it's a winner takes all situation in favor of the producer. And if you check every Nollywood contract, everything, every item in the document is in favor of the producer. The only thing that speaks to or about the actor is remuneration and consideration. After that, but it isn't fair because we're all collaborating in this, and for something that doesn't have a shelf life. Film doesn't have a shelf life. Some people say it has 4 years shelf life. Whatever it is, for anything, okay, let me use this analogy. Art is for life, yeah? Is for life, and what we make is art, hence it has no shelf life. So whatever has no shelf life speaks to me like it should have some, you know, proceeds, eh? It should have some, my kids, my sons can't inherit my career, but they can inherit proceeds that my career has garnered.
Yeah.
But the industry, the module of the industry doesn't support that I should even receive residuals for the work that I do in 2022. Spotify, Tidal, and all the music platforms, they make possible that the music artist or even the producer gets a stipend or whatever it is per
constantly.
Pop, per streaming, per click.
Why can't that be the same?
Why can't it be the same for the actor? You said something on the show, I'm sorry, brother.
Yeah.
There's nothing sleek about being famous and broke. I don't use shame to operate as an indices in my work, but I'm broke and famous. There's nothing sleek about it.
Yeah.
And anybody who's perpetrating that has got a knee to my neck. You know, it's like saying it only favors the owner of the farm, but the people in the farm picking the cotton get nothing. You were going to say.
You're preaching.
I will.
Where's the Actors Guild, Directors Guild, Producers Guild, I believe, in all of this? As quickly as you can.
As an actor, I couldn't go out on the streets to picket because I'll be constituting a public nuisance. Know why? Because the guild that should protect my interest is not even a part of the labor union. Not even, but it's part of Nigeria's labor force. It accrues for some whatever to the GDP of the country, but we are not a part of the labor union. So NLC doesn't
so it's
even.
Powerless.
We are powerless. NLC
spineless.
Doesn't. So who are our gatekeepers? Who are the brother? Where are they look that year? Say brother, they know.
So the entire structure needs
an overhauling.
Is it fair to say you are? I mean, you love acting. You are. Brilliant actor, I must say.
Thank God.
Is it safe to say that you're not happy with Nollywood?
I'm frustrated. Okay. I'm being frustrated. A lot of senior colleagues will say to me, "Yo, you don't look like you're here. You don't look like you should be here. You should be somewhere else. You should go somewhere else and blossom." But you know what? When I went to drama school, I was the only black kid in my. I was the only African kid in my class, and they would the only African kid and the only working actor in my class. And I was trying to get into America at the time, and my tutor would say, "Oh, you need the O-1 visa, you need that. And you also need 5,000 hours of screen time from one project or an accumulation of several different projects." I said to her, "Oh, check me out. You know, I have, as I'm speaking to you, 10,000 hours of screen time, one project, you know?" And she's like, "Dude, man, but, and she came back again to say, "Why do you want to come to America and stand the line behind boys like the The names didn't ring a bell back then. Michael B. Jordan, Anthony McKee. She was calling names back then. Why do you want to come to America and stand the line behind these boys? Because they will get first consideration, you know? And she said this, what sport do you like? What sport do you love to play? I said, soccer. She said, okay. What's the biggest stage for soccer in the world? I said, the World Cup. She said, okay, cool. How do you participate in the World Cup? Oh, you have to be the African champion or the second or the third. She said, hang on. Go back home. Be the African champion or tag along in second place or third. From home, the world is going to see you. You don't need to come to America and stand on the queue with these American boys who will get first consideration. But go home and be big. That's why I came back home after drama school. To be big. Why did you do a master's? Why do you have a master's degree? To position yourself in the scheme of things. Not necessarily to bandy about a degree. That's why I went to art school. Yeah. You know, I did applied biochemistry, but I don't see myself doing anything with that degree. So I went to school to get knowledge that I could use to position. If we leave us here, we'll go forever. I know you want to come.
I did this interview in the 2 hours. Very quickly before we go, you have a new movie coming out, Obsession. Where do we see it?
Oh, Obsession is in cinemas across Nigeria and Ghana from the 25th of this month. That's next Sunday.
Next week. Buy a ticket.
Go get a ticket. Come see us. You know we're hot. You know we're blazing. Ebuka and we need 3 hours more.
We know we have to bring you back. We definitely have to bring you back. Maybe next week, Steph. Thanks a lot, Gideon. Again,
thank you for
being here today.
And you're doing great.
Just after this break.
You're doing great.
Thanks,
you're
brother.
Doing great.
We'll be right back.